You're listening to the show about neck-high socks and latrine checks. It's Pork Fried Dice! I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew, and I'm looking for some gnomes.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right. So that's one of the few ways out. I can get out of the faulty windows and I can jump down the toilet.
It's much too small for you to fit through.
I can shove him down there if I need to.
All right. All right. Well, there's nothing in here, so I'll clear out.
Yeah. While this search is happening, the
do you wash your hands?
I don't know. Did you say there was a sink in there?
Yeah, how? Oh, no. Eric, look at me. What do you... He's looking at me. I'm scared of the answer.
There's no sink.
No!
Is there a little Purell sanitizer squirty thing?
Yeah, like, what the heck would you do in this magical...
He has to lick his hands.
Gosh, come on. There has to be, like, a spell... station where it's like prestidigitation.
Which is worse, there's nothing or there's a hand towel?
Oh, no. Oh my god, and the guy served us the good berries on his hand, and there is no... If Will knew this, he would throw himself down the toilet.
How many bits of owl pellet did you eat when you ate that
good berry? This is awful!
That's all right, but Will doesn't have to know any of this, because I'm going to close the door behind me.
You're right, I don't know it. But
you're never
going
to go in there in the next 2 weeks.
I'll need to go to the bathroom, and I will learn that, and I will never eat again.
One of these days, you're
going to
roll less than a 4 on your latrine check.
One of these days!
Latrine check! I'm pretty sure we're going to crash before then, don't worry, Will.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder what happens when we get into the territory of latrine saving throws. I just wonder when that would come up.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Man. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, the Bathwack went into the latrine.
Yeah.
You're trying very hard not to think about what's happening in there.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Right. And thankfully, you're quickly distracted by basically they kind of trade places. The hooded figure comes in as.
I thought it was the inspector coming through.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow. I didn't listen very well.
Nope.
It was the hooded figure coming
through. You're like, I'm not in this room. I don't need to listen.
Okay.
The hooded figure has left the main compartment and has entered the bunks.
Yeah.
Okay. You're kind of close to the door, so he has to kind of like walk around you. He kind of keeps his head down. He doesn't acknowledge you, but you're free to acknowledge him if you would choose to do so.
Hmm. Weird stuff going on. Got any heavy money? Nope. I think we already asked you. I think I already asked you for money, so I wouldn't say that, right?
You did ask him for money.
And it he was just like had normal. He had the crown
10 minutes
kind.
Ago at most. Yeah. You would remember.
Okay. I think I would say, hey, somebody's in the latrine if you're wanting to go that direction.
The figure nods, and they head to what you assume is their bunk.
Can I, cast Mage Hand?
Yeah. I don't know. Can you?
I can.
Yes, you can.
It's one of my new spells. Okay, so the reason that I'm going to do it is this guy has a hood on, and I just want to know what's going on under there. I can't really see anything, right? You said he's been hidden
in
his...
It is a deep hood.
Yeah. So can I just... I'm going to, like, twiddle my fingers a little bit, because I've never done this before. But I'm going to try to... twiddle my fingers, and then like a shadowy kind of hand is going to appear over the hood and just kind of tug on it a little bit to see if I could even peek at what's there.
I see.
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, sorry. I'm really rude.
Okay.
I'm suspicious of everyone right now, though, so I'm a little...
All right. I'm trying to keep track of timelines. Were you going to try to go back to the back room to get everybody to come in? To the main room before Hank starts pulling people's pants off? Is that what you were going to do?
Yeah, yeah. As people are going back in, I'll follow them back in.
All right. So, yeah, you cast Mage Hand, and there's a little
Yeah. Twiddle, it's like twiddle. I'm doing like a puppet string kind of hand a little bit. Like I'm kind of figuring it out and seeing.
Are you trying to like pull it off of his head? Or
what,
like...
I'm trying to do is at least pull. I don't want to make it so obvious that something really weird and magical is going on, but I'm trying to make it slip back just a little bit so I could see maybe a cheek. See, to see if it's like a human or what is it? Because I have no idea, right? You're saying we have not. Does the person have hands or gloves or
gloves?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to peek.
Yeah, you have not seen anything but fabric of this person.
Yeah.
All right. So you do a little peeky peek.
Yeah.
All right. So the hood twitches back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The person is very quick to pull it forward. Yeah. But you do catch a glimpse of a very pale cheek, white hair.
Pale cheek and white hair. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on?
As far as you can guess, humanoid. But again, it was very quick. You don't see like any like
hair.
Tentacles or
okay.
Like fur.
Okay.
You see skin and hair in the places where you would expect to see them on a person.
So skin and not like scales or anything like that.
Again, from what you could tell.
Okay. Do they go in the like in their bunk and close the thing?
It looks like they're going into their trunk.
In their trunk.
Their storage trunk. But then the door opens and Dew is entering the rear cabin. And there you are, Dew. You see Will with a lit up stick.
That doesn't really surprise me. I know that they have magic, and I wouldn't have had any reason to think that his magic would change.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. Oh hey.
Hello.
What you looking for? Still looking for the brooch? What's going on out there?
Well, the inspector is getting to the point where he's, I think, seriously suggesting stripping people down to their undergarments or naked to see if they're hiding either his clock or the brooch.
Will visibly stiffens.
And jumps out the window.
Right? Yeah, no, he definitely looks very offended by that idea.
So I was hoping that somebody in here might have it, because I don't want it. We're all sort of here together on this airship. It's already sort of awkward. It'd be bad for it to get more awkward.
Right. No, I haven't found it so far. I tried to see if the kid had it, but he doesn't talk, and I... couldn't find
he doesn't
anything,
talk.
So. Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, I wonder if he's missing a tooth. I'm going to go back out front and make sure that they're not taking their clothes
off. And I'm just like, what? I wonder if he's missing a tooth. Like, I'm just confused by that statement. Like, I don't...
And Dew doesn't think through that he wouldn't have told you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since he talked about to the people up front about it.
Will's also like, wait, is that a threat? Like, I wonder if he's missing a tooth. I'm gonna go make him miss a tooth so he talks. Will's used to orcs in his town, not like, you know, they're not all
they're not all gnomish.
yeah.
Dew is going to go back out front and talk to the child when the opportunity presents itself.
Rufina's putting back on her socks. Because the inspector had sounded like he wasn't going to do a strip search after all.
I thought he was coming into Rufina putting her clothes back on after having already been strip searched. She's putting her socks back on as the last garment.
First,
I was out of the room for 15 seconds.
Well, she started to take them off pretty much right away.
Yeah.
And then the inspector gave his little speech, and they're really long socks, so they take a long time.
I was literally just about to ask what kind of socks Rufina wears, and I was wondering how long they were.
And they're very long.
Yeah, I figured.
They go up to her armpits.
Oh my gosh, it's like... it's like that thong, the bathing thong.
Yes. Like Borat?
Yeah, it's a Borat bathing thing, but it's socks, so it goes...
They're like thick wool. It's thick wool and darned.
That's just such a Rufina garment, though. Can this please be canon? I wish there was a way to draw that without having her be nude otherwise.
I was going to say, she also would have had to take all of her other clothes off to take her socks
off. Maybe she has, like, long, like, Mormon underwear or something, and those socks. Maybe that's her undergarments. All right, now we're talking about Rufina's undergarments. I'm excited.
Yes,
finally.
No, this is really taking a terrible turn. Who brought up strip searching?
I did. I think it's a great idea. Oh, wait, no, you did. Now I'm all confused. But I still think it may come down to that. Oh, I'm all over the place.
So, well, he said he was going to go talk to the kid.
Yeah, he's going to go back to the kid. And,
actually, I'll speak to the mother. I'll say, ma'am, by any chance has your son lost a tooth? And I'm going to hold out the tooth.
Oh, not that I'm aware of. Ricky, have you lost a tooth? And he looks a little confused and then shakes his head.
I thought that might account for the silence. if he lost a tooth, it might hurt to speak.
He reaches up, the kid, it looks up, and he's going to try to take the tooth if you're still holding it out.
I don't see any reason not to let him, so sure.
Okay. He reaches up, he looks at it, and then he throws it at your face and runs away.
Poor asshole.
Okay, I take him down with another arrow.
It twangs and quivers in place right next to the other one.
He's unstoppable!
Okay, so I'm down to 16 arrows, just because I'm keeping track of usage.
That's right, good.
Dew catches the tooth.
Wow.
He's not terribly perturbed by it. He does, as the kid's running away, he sort of shouts cheerfully after him, don't close your eyes tonight!
Oh my god.
And Jocelyn, she says, I'm sorry.
It's quite alright. I didn't actually say that last part out loud. your child does not speak much.
No, Ricky, he doesn't speak.
Oh,
never has.
Oh.
He expresses himself in other ways, though, as you've seen.
Yes. Well, I found a tooth on the floor. Child of his age seemed the first obvious choice.
Yes, I understand. That makes sense. And the rear cabin door opens. The hooded figure steps through. And he approaches you, Rufina, and gets down close to you, and he says,
I've lost something as well.
Oh no.
What did you lose?
My chess set has gone missing.
Oh no.
Oh no! That's terrible. Is it made out of coins?
No, it's pewter.
Oh, it's metal, though.
God, don't tell the inspector. He's not going to say no to a strip search this time.
Was it in a sack or a box? What was it contained in?
Yes, I had a bag of pieces that I carry with me.
Is the bag gone as well?
Yes, it's all gone. I figured I'd check, and it's not there.
Okay, Rufina booms this information.
All right, so let's hear
chess set, pewter, sack, gone.
You see? There's a conspiracy afoot!
Uh-oh.
Says Hank. And, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just, it now just occurred to Bathwack. So I've had my pack with me the whole time, as far as I know.
I think so.
Setting it on the ground, picking it up.
Yeah, I think right now you have it with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take quick stock of what's there.
Okay. So you start looking through your pack to see if anything is missing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You do not see your Strahd puppet.
Oh. Hey, Rufina, I'm missing something, too.
You're in the bathroom.
Okay, tell me, but I don't understand why everyone's telling me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to tell... I don't want to make a big... Actually, why am I telling
exactly.
you?
Exactly! I'm going to boom it!
You're near each other, right?
Well, he might have heard that and rushed right up there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
Never mind. Everything's fine.
What are you missing? What are you missing, Bathwack?
I'm missing my Strahd puppet.
Oh, not again.
And I don't really even know how I could have lost track of it, because I've had my pack with me the entire time.
Is it made out of pewter?
No, I don't think so.
It's not.
I think,
by and large, wood.
Yeah.
Well, there goes my theory.
Who...
Can I have come out? There's nobody back with me anymore, right?
Yep, Bathwack rushed past.
Nobody is back there.
Uh-huh.
Rafina wants to check her pack, too, now.
Okay. You root through your pack. You don't find your ring of swimming.
Ooh.
How is this possible? Shoot!
Wow.
I don't have my inner tube thing anymore, guys.
Your water wings?
What?
So, I had this special ring that allowed me to have some swimming power, and it's gone.
Heck.
And you can't swim without it?
No, I can still swim. I mean, I can swim. No rafter, self-respecting rafter of the Bear Toggle River would dare not know how to swim. Mm-hmm. But the ring of swimming is extremely helpful. It's kind of like in the movie Incredibles with Dash using his legs to like paddle the raft really, really fast. That's what Rafina is picturing.
I
thought you were saying that out loud, because Dew was going to be like,
like,
oh,
that,
okay,
uh-huh,
yeah.
I didn't segue great very well.
So just knowing now what I know about the Bear Toggle River, I think that Rafina probably thinks that swimming means like wading waist deep.
I can swim.
Oh, yes, I can swim. Yeah, exactly.
I can stand up in water. That's swimming. Anyway, it's gone.
So, have I overheard Bathwack saying that his stuff was gone?
Yeah, can I come out? And
well, you heard. Oh, wait. Strahd Puppet wasn't boomed yet.
No, I just went up and sort of quietly told Rafina, because I didn't want to make a big deal with
it. Right now, no, Dew. That was specifically to Rafina.
But did Rafina tell me about the swimming ring? Because we already had this conversation.
Well, Rafina was telling it to Bathwack, but as we've established, her voice is shrill. So it depends on if she was trying to keep it a secret or not.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, not keeping it a secret.
She is very willing to take her socks off, so she's not too worried about this becoming public knowledge.
And the socks are the last thing that Rafina takes off, I suppose.
They have to be. We
established that.
Well, there's a string behind my neck that where the two of the two socks connect.
Yeah,
so I can just untie the string, and then they start to roll down my body.
Oh, good. All right, I was still a little confused.
But it takes a good 10 minutes.
It does take a while. Yeah, it takes a while, and it's really annoying to retie them.
You need help.
You need someone to tie a string to the string, and then like,
usually I put one string in my mouth.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very kinky. Literally, there are kinks in the string.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, don't assume the worst of me. Okay. Dew? Yes? You seem consternated.
No, but I didn't know when someone was going to stop speaking, because I was going to turn to Bathwack.
Oh, my kind of consternation. Got it. Go on.
Turning to Bathwack, I said, have you lost something as well?
Yes. I don't want to make a big deal of it, but I lost my Strahd puppet.
Is it valuable? Like, is it the sort of thing that a thief would grab?
I don't think so. I mean, I kind of liked it, but you know, it's just a wooden puppet.
Dew is going to check his bag.
Okay.
Can I be out and be watching them?
Sure.
Kind of
if that's where you're coming,
I wasn't sure if you were
staying back or not.
Yeah, I wanted to come out.
Okay. You can't find your stash of jerky, Dew.
Of all the weird crap to steal, Dew is going to make a, like, he's going to open up his pack more than necessary. Just he recognizes that he's a stranger among these people and wants them to see that his pack is not full of their stuff.
Oh, yeah, very
okay.
Nice.
So meanwhile, like
doing like that. Hey, everyone, look! I'm not a thief. It's just sort of like, oh, wow, my jerky's
Let's
gone.
Let's place all this out on the table nicely. Yeah, turn my bag inside out.
I was just imagining somewhere like MacGyver's there with a Strahd puppet and the thing of jerky trying to blow up the. He's got this clock, this jerky Strahd puppet, this strange brooch.
Brooch!
Sorry, brooch.
Do looks up at Rafina and Bathwack. They stole my jerky.
Jerky?
Someone stole your jerky, I say as I walk up. Sounds like you've had the least expensive thing stolen.
I have very little on me.
Oh.
But everybody here seems to be missing something now.
I'm going to rifle through my pockets and see if there's anything I'm missing.
Pockets?
Everything that's missing is in Will's pockets.
Oh, no! Oh, my God. That would be bad. Do you need to see my list?
And expected.
You gave me your list before.
Okay.
You don't find anything missing in your pockets, Will.
Oh, well. Great.
Does Will find anything extra? Found anything extra yet?
Bathwack's like, here, let me double check.
Upside down. Shoot, shoot, shoot. You don't find anything extra.
I think that's
either.
Disconcerting, but also I think Will's a little proud. Like, right, if someone were to pickpocket me, I think I would be able to tell, at least, I hope. So
I think I would murder them.
So wait, so everyone is missing something now, I'm going to say out loud. Not excluding myself. Does everyone is missing something now?
Well, I don't know. Hey, Captain Clockface, are you missing anything?
He does like an exaggerated like pantomime type of thing, but he doesn't look like he really has anything on him that he's actually checking.
Except for his chain. Okay. Is his chain still there?
Oh, his chain is still there. Oh, okay. Yes.
All right.
Is the skeletal kitty missing a vertebra or something?
A molar? No. Hmm. All the vertebrae are intact.
Hmm. Eric comes up and he's like, Alex is there, and he's eating a popsicle. And I was just like, and I look up and it was just so cute. He was just sitting there, but like sadly eating a popsicle. It looked like the saddest popsicle eating I've ever seen.
What flavor is it?
Looks like mango.
That's my guess.
Totally
too.
Mango.
Yeah? We're so amazing. Uh-huh. High five.
That was uncanny.
What flavor is
this? Wait, what is that? A cannoli? Oh, wait.
It's ice cream.
Cherry Garcia.
Pierogi.
Abby is almost right, right?
It's basically
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she's right, right? Is it cherry?
It's called black sweet cherry, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yummy. Black sweet cherry? That's a great generic name.
I'm trying to think of, like, a thing that Will would do in this situation, and I cannot. I do not want to be stripped naked in front of a bunch of other people. I will blow
Will's
this
a never nude.
Airship up. Yeah, I'm a never nude. I got one of my favorite. Well, it wasn't even a compliment. I just loved it. So Adam, like I said, Adam has been listening to our podcast and.
It's been blazing through.
He sent
lately,
yeah,
too.
He really has. He sent me a quote that I said, Will never squats. He's like, that's the best character trait ever. Will never squats. And I was like, he was like, it was so, it's very Will. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that somebody felt like they could say, yeah, that's so Will. Will never squats. Yep. So
I think it would
silly.
Be shocking if his clothes were just painted on.
I'm like a Ken doll, apparently, because you can't see. Oh my gosh.
No one can
I have
ever
no
pants
nipples.
You.
I have nothing. What? No body hair. No one would ever know.
Like a play school toy.
Yeah. All right.
Strip search time.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. All right. Here we go.
Scrape off this paint.
Everyone know what kind of underwear your character wears? Because that's where we're going. I already
know.
That's
fault.
How weird I am.
We know you know.
I know exactly what his underwear looks
we
like.
We know you know.
All right.
So where are we? Back on track. Recording. Good. All right. So everyone's now back in the same room, which makes my job a little easier.
Everyone is there except for like the two owl people that were doing the bonfires, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the only two unaccounted for people
that you're aware of.
That I am aware of. Yep. Okay.
So yeah, and you've all discovered, or most of you have discovered, some additional missing things, even from your own stores.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I didn't though, right? There was nothing.
You haven't looked.
I did. I looked in my pocket.
Oh, you did look.
Looked in my trunk. I as far as I can tell, it wasn't missing anything. But I just said that I just said that we're all missing something, so I didn't look suspicious.
I understand.
Okay.
So have you all made this public knowledge, or are you all talking sotto voce to each other?
Rafina and Bathwack now.
Right.
Bathwack hasn't been forthcoming about the straw doll, though.
I had to tell both of you.
Well, Will, yeah. Will
I
miss.
Didn't tell Will yet.
But Will is assuming that everyone's missing something.
Well, when I came up, Dew was saying that the jerky was missing, and everyone seemed to be looking through their bags and stuff, so I asked the question, are we all missing something now? Like, is it everybody now at this point? We're all missing something?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are magic people. Bathwack!
What?
Can you still cast that spell where you try to make people tell the truth? And can I be elsewhere when you cast?
Yes.
Yes.
And no.
No. All right, listen, Bathwack, if I wanted to steal something from you, I probably could. And you would never know it. And can I try to pickpocket him right now?
Yeah.
Of
course, it's D&D. You can do whatever you want.
I want to be like clapping him on the shoulder and then just try to steal something from him just to show him that I can steal something.
Yeah,
can
sure.
I do that?
Uh-huh.
I rolled a natural 20. That was so great. Oh my god, look at this.
That's fine. That's fine. But I'm too distracted because I'm busy trying to cast Zone of Truth on you and everyone else around me.
So my 27 sleight of hand is wasted, except that I can take him something from him.
Yeah.
So what can I take? What do I take?
You take his.
Can I take
his deck of illusions? Is his.
Oh man.
Deck of cards.
So yeah, that's fine. If he's distracted, no. The point is not actually that I'm trying to take something. Don't worry. I would not do that to my actual friend, and I don't mean Will and Bathwack. I mean KT and Alex. So,
you're taking it from him, right? Yeah, you got it, right?
I took it. Okay. I took it, but you're not looking, so I think I'm disappointed, and I wait. I don't show you yet. I plan on showing you. Don't worry. I took it, and I see that he's not even paying attention after I was just talking to him, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this guy! And I put the cards in my pocket and wait for him to look at me.
Yeah, all no right. one notices at all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at, I'm smiling at you because I just cast Zone of Truth.
Oh, okay. Wait, oh, do I roll? I have to roll to save against it?
Yeah, right? But I'm going to, I mean, so let me just check the range again because I just can't remember. Mm-hmm. All right. 15-foot radius. Sphere. Mm-hmm. Centered on Will. Who's around Will within this 15-foot sphere?
I'm standing next to you.
I kind of pictured we were all together at least.
Yeah, that's a good chunk of the cabin.
Yeah, must be.
It's
right?
not the yeah. whole thing, but it's you know.
Who am I missing? I'm probably missing the captain.
Like the one person that stole something is
the barn owls.
I'm missing the owls that are up on the, running the engines.
Missing them, yeah.
And no one's no one's in the bunk, right?
Can he time it so that as many people as he can are in
well,
the thing
sphere
when he tries
exists.
To cast.
Like it lasts. So anybody who enters
that's how it works.
It lasts.
It's not like
minutes,
an instantaneous
right.
thing. It's okay, you go cool. in the zone and you're truthed.
Okay.
If you...
Well, how do I roll against it? I'm still asking that question.
It's a saving throw, I think. Probably charisma.
What kind of charisma? All right. Is it a charisma saving throw?
Yeah, it's a charisma saving throw.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Natural 20 to sleight of hand, then I totally fail. I rolled a 2. It's a 5.
Yeah.
So I fucking fail! know! Is that the first time I've ever failed Zone of Truth? So, okay, so I love this.
Yeah.
Picture that. I'm like, you gotta cast Zone of Truth on these people, right? And as I fucking pickpocket him, I'm all proud of myself, then disappointed he doesn't notice, then he's smiling at me because he just cast Zone of Truth and I just failed. So I'm just looking into his eyes and I'm smiling like, fuck you!
Hey, Will, why are you smiling?
Because you are a bastard, is what I'm saying. Can I say something like that? Are you in a lot? Because I don't know if he's an actual bastard. Does literalness count? It's a zone
did
of
you? So you actually camp. Said to me, I could pickpocket you and you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
You said that. And then you pickpocketed me.
Yes.
And I didn't even know it.
Yes.
Did you just pickpocket me?
You can't speak a deliberate lie.
Right, yeah. I think I hold my finger up, and I'm just still smiling, and then I reach in my pocket, and I shuffle the cards in front of him.
Oh! That's my glass. It's actually pretty good. Pretty good, Will.
And then I just hand them back to him, and I'm like, I was just trying to show off. I didn't actually... You weren't even looking at me! Come on! What kind of bodyguard are you? I don't know.
The first duty of a bodyguard is to prevent the bodyguard from being pickpocketed by the protector.
Can I try to pickpocket him again? Can I just, like, because I'm laughing and I know I failed and so I'm embarrassed. So I try to, as I hand this back, I'm going to try to, like, and try to slip something.
You roll
else
that. Rafina and Dew are definitely in the zone, so you guys need to roll your
save. I got
save
a 14.
As well.
The save is against 16, so.
So Rafina fails.
Oh, I guess I failed.
You're truthed. Yeah. Do I know who failed?
Yeah, you know who succeeds or fails. I have to roll them.
It was, what's the throw?
Charisma saving throw.
Charisma.
Oh, I don't know that I did that. Hang on.
I just got a natural 20.
I just rolled 20.
Yay!
But I have nothing to hide, so...
Yeah. But Bathwick still looks sort of out of the corner of his eye at you.
Wait. And what, Rafina, you got a 20 total?
There's nothing,
wait.
There's no real expression, like he still has the same
charisma
expression
saving
on his face.
Oh, even,
he,
wait, this
he
is...
He notices.
Man, it's a +5, but I still only got 9.
Alright, well, everyone except me has to tell the truth in this bubble right now.
Like, it's a 1d20 +5.
How about the,
should have been really good.
Well, yeah, Will,
And how about the NPCs, too, right? You probably want to know what they were, how they did against your...
Yeah.
And what are we saving against, you said?
16.
16. Okay. It's pretty good. All right. So, in terms of who is in the Zone of Truth, we've got the entire half-elf family. The father succeeds, so he's not affected. The mother fails. And Ricky fails.
Hmm.
The hooded figure is in the zone and fails. Rochelle failed as well. Hank and Captain Uhl are not in the in the zone.
All right.
Auto zone.
Oh, Will.
The auto zone.
Well, as you know, Will, now is a good time to talk to the people around us.
I don't think I should talk to anybody right now.
Did you try to pickpocket him again?
Yeah, I wanted to try to just do it because he
did
it. But should I do it at disadvantage or something? Because he's aware that I just did it. I don't know.
No.
No? Just regular pickpocketing? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm not really. I mean,
you fail.
It's a 14.
Oh, okay. Well, he gets to, since it just happened, Bathwack gets to roll a perception rather than just versus his passive perception.
Okay. Even though before I told him that I could take something from
18.
Him.
All right.
Ah, fuck!
Yep. You feel little fingers slipping into your...
Ew!
Your something.
Stop it!
Or into your shell.
No!
That's where he keeps all his stuff.
In his shell? Never mind. Erase everything I said. No,
his back pack is on his back and his shield is over it. That's his shell. He's not an actual
real?
Turtle.
Does he not have any pockets? Like, how am I supposed to pick that? Ew. Now I'm like looking at my hands.
Yeah, most things are slung on my back in various ways. So.
All right. Yeah, I guess I was trying to do whatever's obvious because that would have been the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just mad right now, so I'm trying to do it again and I fail.
Oh, that's a good joke, Will.
Yeah, it was a good joke. Am I allowed to say that? I can't tell. Wait, what am I? Fuck.
Yeah. You can't tell a deliberate lie.
Really? Was it a good joke? Really? It wasn't a joke, right? So I'm like, yeah, that is good. I'm good at that. And then I run out of the run as far away from as I can. I'm just gonna like really walk away as fast as I can, as far away as I can from him, unless he grabs me or something, but I'm just gonna slink away.
Sidling and slinking in the same episode. Yeah. Great.
Well, that was embarrassing.
No, yes. Yes.
What's going on? What did you do to us? Says Rochelle to you, Bathwack.
Well, I thought we ought to have a pretty open conversation about what's going on here. Raise your hand if you know something about a missing item.
Do hand gestures count? Like, because they only have to not say something.
All right. Yeah. So, all right, we should just go around and talk to people. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. Well, right. I mean, you can ask a yes-no question, I guess, right? Or people can just choose not to answer.
Yeah, the only restriction is people can't speak a deliberate lie.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, I'll walk up to the... I'll start somewhere that I hope is easy. I'll walk up to the boy's father.
Because
I know he failed.
No, he succeeded. He's the only one that did.
And so did Ricky. And all right, I'll walk up
to the mother and I'll say, have you stolen anything on the ship?
Whoa, rude.
Rude, no. I don't care.
I know, it's too late. You already said it, so.
I mean, you're welcome to go and talk to everybody. No?
No, I haven't.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll go over to the lady who lost the brooch. Mm-hmm. Lady, forget her name.
Rochelle.
Yeah. Did you steal anything on the ship?
No, I was the one who said my brooch was lost. I've not stolen anything in my life.
Did you throw your brooch down the toilet?
What?
All right, I'm just going to make the rounds. Who else should we talk to? Does anyone else want to ask questions? Because now is a good
time. Now that you've poisoned all the people against us.
The other thing is, we don't really know who can tell the truth. Like, I don't know if I would know who can.
You would know.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something we need to do really quickly, though. Is anyone other than Will trying to race out of this room?
No, you don't see anybody trying to get out. You actually, what I was gonna say is Hank actually steps into the circle, and, he chooses to fail.
Oh.
And he says,
I'm
more than willing to be helpful to get down to the bottom of this, and I, voluntarily submit myself to this questioning. I am not the thief, I will state it outright. But someone here is, I'm sure of it.
Do you know who the thief is, Hank?
I do not! Why would I be trying to determine it with such vigor and vim if I knew? I would have apprehended them by now!
So I'm gonna turn to the party and just a little bit more quietly say, you know, the only one who seems to be resisting is the father of the family. So now they know who they can ask questions.
Ricky doesn't talk anyway, so even though he failed, we can't really.
Can I message Bathwack? I'm going to put my hand over my mouth and speak in a silent whisper and message Bathwack and say, can do lie or not?
Oh.
You hear that in your head, Bathwack.
And it's me. It's my voice.
Yes. Yes, Will.
Fuck!
Can we... oh, shoot, I don't know that you did that, because I really want to ask you to text message Ricky and see if he answers back.
But wait, ooh, what the heck? Yeah. We'll just use magic.
Yeah, I did.
Bathwick kind of starts for a second, is sort of realizing that something. Now he's, they saw the club light up. Now,
Pull out your red yarn and start putting pins on different places in the airship. Completely unrelated to this investigation. That's right. I've solved it!
That's true. At least Bathwack knows now.
The Captain Uhl, he says to all of you in your heads, is everybody comfortable with this? I'm not exactly sure that we should be... Are you law enforcement, sir? I don't know that this is the best idea to be conducting this kind of investigation here.
I think it's probably a better idea than the strip searching.
Oh, I would certainly agree with that. I'm just trying to keep some order here on my my good ship.
Lollipop. Yeah.
I mean, do you have we aren't creating any disorder.
I'm just checking in with everyone. I'm making sure and
in another life, I would totally agree with you and say that a giant turtle casting a spell on everyone is obviously an evil man. But I will say that he is the mayor of Valaki, so he does have some legal standing. Since we're still in the air over Barovia, I talk out of my ass. I have no idea.
Are we still part of the mayor's, what was it? The mayor's secret...
Secret guard.
Secret guard
or something.
Yeah.
Dew's not.
Yeah, but that's what I say. I mean, like, in reality, I say, looking around to everybody, like, we want to know what's going on. Is this a common thing that happens on your ships?
No, of course not. This is quite out of the ordinary, irregular, to the umpteenth degree. That is why it's important. What?
Oh. Have you flown with this crew before?
No, I have not.
Oh.
All right.
How would they have gotten that stuff off of us?
Well, we also still haven't talked to everyone in the cabin yet.
That's true.
The woman who you've already questioned, she says, my son here, he needs to use the restroom again. Is it okay if we go?
Again? Is he all right? Like, what does he need?
I don't know if the berries disagree with him or something. I'm not sure.
Is there something you can do for him, Rafina, to heal him or something?
Yeah.
Let me see what I've got in my lanky pack.
And I mean, I know, you know, I don't mean anything disrespectful or anything like this, but, you know, I know how, you know, on a long trip like this, it can be hard for kids to, you know, to sit still. They might get bored and look for things to do. Do you think, I mean, is there a chance that your son may have, you know, stumbled on one of these items maybe and, you know, maybe put it somewhere?
I mean, what do you think? My son gets up to mischief, but I don't think there's any chance my son could have stolen all the things that everybody says they're missing.
I offer him a something that's the color of Pepto-Bismol. It's really just a pink piece of chalk, but it's bound to help.
Oh, of course it is.
You're going to kill him.
People eat chalk all the time.
He's kind of like antsy, like jumping from foot to foot. Looks like he's trying to clench or hold something or whatever. So he doesn't seem too interested in the in the chalk. And then he runs without permission back through the door into the back cabin.
Will, do you have any way of sort of finding out what's going on back there without anyone finding out?
His mother looks at you all apologetically and follows him.
Well, you mean like seeing what they're doing back there? I don't really want to peek in on him going to the bathroom.
There are a lot of laws.
I mean, I have invisible eye, but I'm not going to
Yeah, I
bring it up in court.
Yeah, Bathwack, come over here so I can talk to you outside the zone of truth. I don't think I have anything. You know, what kind of powers do I have? I somehow learned how to message people like Nick did. I don't really know how it's possible.
One of my favorite things is Will trying to be like this after the cat's out of the bag. Like, he's like trying to still be like,
hey, the cat's out of the bag, but like, he's only seen me cast like one spell. So he's like, I don't really know, how to do anything. But,
I mean, wouldn't Will have noticed? I mean, this request was sort of respectful of his desire to keep things private. You know, maybe you don't have to hide as much from me. Trust me yet.
I missed this.
I didn't just go and be like, hey, Will, can you use some of your magic to go look in on that kid using the bag? In the bathroom. Sorry, that's really not. Yeah, it's not a great request, but you know, I'm assuming that since you didn't just go and tell everybody, that maybe there's some reason why you're not talking about things.
Oh, you mean go and tell everybody what about the fact that I can message people? I don't know how I can do that.
Yeah. Come back over here toward the middle part of the ship.
I don't! I told you to come over here! Listen, Captain Clockface, help me out.
He runs up to you.
Oh, hello! I didn't think you were going to even answer me, honestly. I thought you were Bathwax suitcase, not mine.
This was an unexpected turn of events.
Have you seen anything, Captain Clockface? Are you susceptible to this spell that he casts?
He shakes his head.
You aren't? Oh my god, how do I become more like you? Except not wooden and wearing clothes.
He reaches up and he makes a zipping motion across his mouth with his hand.
Well, that's impossible! Yeah, really. How dare you imply that I could ever do that?
He just holds his hands out, Kith cocks his head to his side like, see?
I mean, too many weird things are happening, but I don't know if I suspect the kid. Where is he holding everything if it's the kid? Are there any spells being cast? Are there any people hiding on this ship? Hey, Captain, did you tell us your name? What's your name, Captain?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you were late boarding. My name is Captain Ool.
Captain Ool! I am aghast. Okay. Captain Ool! Are there any secret compartments or a place where the other... You know what? I'm just going to come out with it. I have no idea what you are. What do you want me to call you? How do I refer to people with... owl-like appearance. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
You've not met any Ibish before?
Ibish? I'm writing that down. Out of character. Ibish, nope, I haven't. I mean, I haven't, right?
No, you haven't.
All right, I haven't.
We established that. None of you had.
Okay, Ibish. So there we go. Now I know what to call you. Except for Ool. That too. Captain Ool.
Yeah, you could use my name and not just my race. That might be nice.
Alright, listen. So, I was trying to be polite, though. I was just trying to refer to the other two people who...
My Ibish crewmates?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Where are they? Are they just on top of the...
Yes. They're tending their...
And they just stay up there.
Well, they... take shifts when it comes to
where
getting
rest. Where
do
they stay?
In the bunks.
With us.
Yes.
Yeah, they're right up the ladder in the back with that hatch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't have to worry about them. I mean, Ki and Iba, they're very trustworthy.
But so say you. Are you in the zone of truth? Are you under the effects of this spell?
I can be. If you would like to be.
I mean...
He steps forward, fails the save intentionally.
Oh. I'm just... Quack. I'm just trying to say, you know, we all want to be honest and find out what's happening to all these missing items. The only reason I walked over here...
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
I'm not in the zone of truth.
No, but you're up near the front of the ship. The entire middle part of the ship is... Is it 30 feet? Is it 30 feet wide?
No, the width, I mean, it probably is about 15 feet wide, but it's definitely longer than 15 feet.
I walked out of it, though.
Yeah, so the radius of the zone is 15 feet. So
it's a 30-foot
diameter.
Oh, wait, so
it's
I'm 30-foot
diameter.
Get out of it.
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
Okay, so I can't get out of it. So I can't say we all want to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, listen, so many of us here, obviously, except for somebody who would have something to hide, we all want to know who's stealing things here. I think I can say that. I say in my head. So,
it's not a deliberate lie. It might be a convoluted lie.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, right? We're all under this lovely spell. I think, I can say that because I think I am, or I think we're, a lot of us are under this spell, and we can be honest.
I told you who's under it, right? I said it's everyone except the father. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, sir, this is so weird doing an interrogation as somebody who will never wants to tell the truth in a zone of truth spell, accusing someone else. Sir.
Yes? You're talking to the captain still?
No. To the guy. Is he not there?
Oh, the guy.
The
father?
He failed? Does Bathwack say that out loud, right?
He had already told you that.
Yeah. So,
I'm making sure, trying to figure out who you're talking to. That's all.
So, sir...
Yes?
You are pretty strong to not be under the effects of the spell. I mean, what have you got to hide?
What? No, I certainly don't. I mean,
I look at Bathwack. Like,
and I don't know if this works with the spell, but it's my game, so it does. And you sense that he now chooses to allow himself to be influenced by the zone of truth.
Oh, you're allowed to let him fail, right? At any point?
Yes. I don't know if I can at any point. He made a saving throw and saved when this magical effect came over him. But now that attention is put upon him, he is...
But isn't it true that Dew also saved? Didn't he roll a natural 20? So he saved, so he is not under the effects of the spell.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you have told me that?
Yeah, I told you that.
Okay.
What did you ask me?
I was trying to just ask, like, if there's anyone... I think I was just trying to refer to, like... in my brain, if you had told us who is telling the truth and who isn't, potentially.
Yeah, no, sorry, you can take this out later. I just forgot I forgot whether we said it out loud or whether you texted.
Which one? Whether I said what out loud?
What did you ask?
To Dew. I asked him right? That's what I sent the message about. That Dew, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so no one else knows that.
Right.
And no one knows that you asked that.
Right. Only me and you.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to look at Dew. I mean, I also don't know that the father... I mean, it's not my spell, so I don't know now that the father chose to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Unless Bathwax
says that. I would tell you, like, if he just decided...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Like, oh, he appears to be telling the truth. Yeah.
Okay. So let's just long look to Dew. I mean, is Dew...
So wait, but we still haven't talked to a couple people yet. We didn't talk to the hooded person.
That's true, I think.
It is true.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone want to do it besides me?
I mean, Bathwick has not made any moves toward
that person. Well, I'm glad that I, the truth officer himself, am asking
the questions.
You
say that? Oh, you're currently acting as the...
Does sarcasm count as lying?
Like the truth enforcer right now.
Yeah.
it's not a real title, so you can assume it on yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, I hereby dub myself the truth officer. JK, I would not say that. So yeah, okay, so I can't lie. So, well, yeah, I mean, I think we're all... I don't know what to say. This is really weird.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, who is the most suspicious? I mean, don't you think it's him? Says the old lady, and she gestures at Dew. I mean, just look at him.
Oh, wait. Why?
What does that mean?
That's racist.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, look at him.
What does that mean?
Well, that clears that up.
He looks suspicious.
Mm. Well, you've got sharp kneading needles. Knitting needles.
Hmm.
So you're suspicious, Rochelle.
I think we can all agree that if one of us here was to be a criminal, it would probably be him.
Oh my god.
I think that's terrible.
Will, like, straightens his lapels, like, correct, I don't look like a criminal at all. Proudly.
I suddenly agree with you.
Well, I mean, I gotta look at, I don't know, like, just holding my hands up, like, do you have anything to hide? Do you?
I do not have anything to hide.
Mm.
Oh.
Sounds like something an agent of Strahd would say. Am I right, Bathwack?
Going back, I hadn't realized that it was an option to choose to fail.
Mm.
I had forgotten that entirely, even though we've done that before.
It's okay.
Is
it too late to switch?
Yeah, can I...
No, you can always switch.
Can
you
I can take do off it right my? Now.
I did that with the other guy.
Yeah.
My invulnerability to. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am now vulnerable to the truth.
Oh! Suddenly, Will's piercing questions strike you to the core.
I don't know that though.
Nope. Bathwack does though.
That's true.
I turn to Bathwack. I have nothing to hide.
Oh, he's telling the truth.
All right. This is getting ridiculous.
Will's like,
now,
damn it.
Now the old lady is probably going to implicate me. Mm. But
I know. Yeah. She's going by height.
So we have next in line by height. Yeah.
Well, look at him. He looks like a giant turtle.
We still haven't spoken to the hooded figure.
Rufina turns to the hooded figure. What's your name?
My name is Yorick.
Yorick.
Alas, poor Yorick.
Yeah.
And do you have anything to hide?
Well, I always kind of feel like I do. He looks around, like, sort of out the windows, looks like he's, like, kind of maybe judging something. You can't see his face.
Whoa.
But then he pulls back his hood, and he's, it's a human, who has, albinism.
Okay.
That's what I thought that!
Aww.
And I'm in the zone of truth, so you can tell I'm telling the truth.
He says, "I'll just be up front. I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. I'm used to people blaming me for things due to the way that I look. I keep hidden in this hood. I'm actually quite sensitive to bright light, and so I need to shield myself from the bright sun. I'd come to Barovia to I'd heard that it was a place where the sun never shone, but that was not what I found when I when I came here." I don't know where that rumor came from. So I'm headed back home. But I did not steal any of your things. In fact, some of my things were stolen as well. Please, do not doubt me. But just because of the way that I look.
Of course not.
Oh, they won't doubt him. But look at this guy, right?
I look at the old lady. Like, does she doubt him? What are her feelings?
Dew goes and stands next to the albino.
Aww.
Just, you know.
See, look how different they look!
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Dew starts picking off little pieces of grabby triangle and putting them on Rochelle.
Nice.
He doesn't actually do that, but he wants to.
Okay.
He does. Stands behind her and starts putting leaves like in her hair and stuff.
Like surreptitiously?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Give me a, what would that be? Stealth check? Or sleight of hand, I guess, either one.
I don't know any of these numbers. It's not like I knew them with any other character. Total of 21.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. No problem.
Awesome.
I'm just going to keep triangles. Doing that.
Awesome.
So we've spoken with everyone except the...
the two other owls, right?
Yeah.
I've spoken to them up atop.
So, but everyone in this cabin is speaking the truth. And they all have said they're not the ones... Right?
They've all said something to the effect that they haven't taken anything.
Except for the kid, because we didn't actually speak to him. They're in the other room, right?
Yes, he left to go to the bathroom.
Maybe now's a good time to tell everybody that, you know, when you put things down the toilet here, they just fall forever. It's it's kind of a good place to put things if you never want to see them again.
Well, not forever do they fall. They eventually hit something.
What?
And Rufina says in the Zone of Truth, yes, yeah, yes, Rufina.
It is the Zone of Truth.
Thank you for being so truthful.
The Zone of Truth. Yes, that's right.
Well, if we're all telling the truth, then that means... we're all crazy. Because, like, where else is there? Get the... I mean, if we... Captain... Ool. Captain Ool.
Yes.
If we get your... those... sorry, I don't remember their names. Key and...
Eba.
Key and Eba.
Something just occurred to Bathwick. Sorry, no. Go ahead.
Go. No, that's okay.
No, Bathwick's gonna... no one's taken my robe of eyes yet. I'm gonna unpack it. I'm assuming it survived the fight. You know, when I... because I took it off at some point because I brought out the holy symbol. I didn't want to get blinded by it. But I would have taken the opportunity to gather it back up and put it in my pack.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. Crud. I can't remember if I'm blinded by sunlight if I put it on.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
You
have dark vision. A light spell cast on the robe or a daylight spell cast within 5 feet of the robe causes you to be blinded.
Great.
But you can just wear
good.
It outside. You're fine, yeah.
Yeah. I want to just... I want to unpack it and put it on. Because maybe we haven't spoken to everyone yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would let you see invisible creatures and objects. Yes.
Yeah.
You do not see any invisible creatures or objects in the cabin.
Huh.
Well, does not reveal anything that would have normally been unrevealed to you. Everything looks the same.
Except you can see
in all directions. No.
So he can't tell if there's someone hiding in the bed.
Correct.
Room.
But that's, yeah, maybe I'll take this opportunity to go to the back and take a better look again.
Okay. You head to the back. Jocelyn is waiting patiently by the door as she was doing before. It's much easier for you to see in this room because it also grants you dark vision. So it's as if this room is normally lit. Mm-hmm. And in here you don't see any invisible creatures or objects either.
Hmm.
All right. I'll go back and I think we're the only ones on the ship as far as I can tell.
Well, we need to get the Key and Eba down here, right? If we talk to them, Is the ship going to fall out of the sky or something? Like, do they need to be up there? Or can we talk to them one-on-one?
I mean, you could bring one down at a time if you feel the need. I mean, they haven't been down. I think everybody would know if they had been, right?
I have no idea. Maybe they can turn invisible. As I said, I don't know anything about Ibish.
Well, invisible or not, I mean, the hatch is only, it hasn't been opened, has it?
It was opened once.
Why,
Or twice.
You seem resistant to the idea of us talking to them.
No, that's, again, I said it right up front. If you feel that's necessary, that's fine.
But if the hatch was opened, is there something else that could have come in? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that's the only way in. Even an invisible creature wouldn't be able to pass through the ceiling.
Hmm. Well, there's also that missing window.
That's just...
What?
Well, what do you think? Should we get them down? I mean, like, I don't know.
Can we go up and talk to them?
But we want them to go in the zone of truth, I think.
Oh, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We can't take that with us.
But it's a 15-foot radius, so I don't know how tall this room is, but...
Hmm.
It depends on where you centered it. It would have been 15-foot... Yeah, there's probably a point up there where you could get them. But, I mean, the captain, looks like he's just trying to get this matter settled one way or the other. Hmm. He's gone over, and he's opened the hatch much more fluidly and silently than you did that way. And one of the barn owls up top comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Says, yes, hello? Can I be of assistance?
I'm just going to look at Bathwack to see if he says whether she failed or succeeded walking into the Zone of Truth.
She failed.
So she has to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we ask a few questions, Will? Do you want to go ahead?
Oh, did she fail? Okay. Sure. So, know anything about any missing items like a emerald brooch or, I don't know, beef jerky or rabbit jerky or whatever? What kind of jerky was it?
It was rabbit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard...
I'll see rabbits.
A booming voice announce certain items missing, so yes.
Have you seen any of them or have you taken them yourself?
No.
Pewter chess piece. Mm.
Gone. No, I have not.
Has your friend or has your co-worker been down here?
No, we've been busy up top manning
the whole time.
The fires. Yes.
So things have just disappeared.
Yeah.
This has been a half an hour Zone of Truth.
It's only 10 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
Has it run out?
Does it start flickering around the edges? Does it give like a warning beep at 1 minute left?
Please insert 35 cents.
I'm thinking more like when a smoke detector gets low on battery, it does.
Blip.
Yeah. The kind that pisses everybody off.
Yeah.
Has the money continued to get heavier during this?
Give me a perception check. Due.
That is 10 plus whatever my perception modifier is, which is 2. 12.
12. Maybe?
Do you see how quickly I did that math?
That's amazing.
Really impressive.
Yeah, that Lank would have never done it that quickly.
I'm going to ask the other people. Anybody else, have you been paying? Is your money still getting heavier?
Oh, let me check.
I'll roll.
Whoever checks, perception.
Okay.
17.
17.
Fine.
6.
All right, Bathwack and Will, you think so.
That it's gotten heavier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Crap, yes. I think it's getting heavier. Still.
I wonder if we're going to have bigger problems soon.
Yeah.
Missing a few things.
Well, if the money is getting heavier and things are disappearing, then the weight is going to just even out. That's probably what's happening.
Until we're just a flying pile of coins.
Can I?
Things that have gone missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dew is trying to think through. We've lost. There are people on this airship who don't know anything about the mists in Barovia, mm-hmm. who don't recognize the Barovian coinage mm-hmm. that we have. Those of us who have lost, I lost, the jerky is not old, but I'm somebody who knew about the mists. Sir, how old is it? He's turning to the chess, the guy who lost his chess set. Mm-hmm. How old was that chess
set?
Yurik. Was it something that had been passed down to you?
I purchased it, but I don't think it was relatively new. I think it was an older set.
Hank.
Yeah.
Those glasses. How old are the glasses?
These were actually my father's.
Okay, what else is missing?
The mini clock.
My mini clock, though, I had that made special. I celebrated my 25th anniversary here with the company.
And
that was just a year or two ago.
Do you remember the mists?
The what?
The mists in Barovia.
I'm not from Barovia.
I don't know if that helps anything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, all of these are good questions. Can I go, if Captain Uhl had come out from where the captain is, can I go over and kind of peer through the door to see what the room up there looks like?
Sure.
And see if I see any of the items or anything like that, yep. like mm-hmm. something weird going on? What do I need to
perception.
Roll for that? Perception. So much perception. That is a 13.
So you peer through. It's open to the air in the front. There's a place to sit, and the reins, if you will, for the hippogriffs lead back there. But otherwise, there's nothing really of
note. So it's not really even a room? It's just an open space?
Yeah. It's on the front of the airship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. Yikes. Okay. I am at a loss. Let's see. Come on, magic powers. What do we have? So I guess can we bring down the other person that's the only
sure.
the only other person
yep.
that we haven't talked to?
Mm-hmm.
Do they say the same thing?
They trade out. Key comes down the ladder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask the same question. Did you come down here? Did you take
no.
anything? Have you seen anything about Emerald Brooch?
No, I haven't.
Or a chess set.
No, I haven't
okay,
seen
so
any
nobody
of those
is involved. So no people are involved in this as far as we can tell.
And this person's telling the truth too?
Yeah.
Alright.
I don't know what to do.
Let's block up the toilet.
That solves it. At least
we won't lose anything else.
Ricky might be handling that for you.
I guess, yeah, Ricky is the only one that we really
he's
haven't
still back there.
To.
Maybe we should go put him out of his misery.
A third and final arrow.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah, like, I guess I'm going to peek. I'll walk across the room again and peek in the back and see if they're done yet. Are they coming back?
Okay. You don't see them.
What?
Well, the latrine door is closed.
The woman is not...
She's not there.
Okay, I'm going to walk back. I'm going to look over at my shoulder at Rafina and Bathwack and gesture, because I still don't trust you.
sorry, wait. Before, when I looked back there with the robe of eyes, did I see her?
Yeah, she was there.
All right, so she really was just there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm gonna go in and... Yeah, I'm gonna be like, Jocelyn?
One minute! I'm sorry, we're having a little trouble.
What's the trouble?
That's private, I'm sorry. It's my son, I've told you.
Okay,
please.
I'll get your husband. I transform into her husband.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hey, wait, where is everyone?
I'm definitely closing the door. I will let, you know, let Bathwack
open. How are you doing
it.
That, by the way? What are you doing
I'm
to transform?
Mask of many faces.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I would follow.
I mean, like the idea that all of us are coming to the bathroom.
Well, no. I mean, I would follow Will again for the same reason I did before, but
yep.
I'm not really going to tell him.
How about I... Can I transform into him to use the voice... Wait, no. I think I just alter my voice, right? I don't think it does anything to my voice, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, fuck. That doesn't help then. Is Bathwack there already?
I think he came after you pretty soon after.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like.
I mean, you wouldn't have a whole lot of time. You could close the door and walk forward a little bit.
Okay, should we knock on the door and scream fire? How do we get him out of there? I don't want to creep on a little kid going to the bathroom, but this is weird.
It's been a while.
Can we push notes under the door?
Sure. It's physically possible. Yeah.
Oh, are you going back there now too?
Sounds like
I'm just throwing out ideas. I think I can hear you guys yelling to the door, so I do come out.
Yeah, like, can we knock on the door insistently and be like, you need to come out now?
I'm sorry, we can't right now. Please give us some privacy.
Did anyone observe the dad's countenance during this?
Through all this, he didn't seem too... You don't see anything out of the ordinary. Like, he didn't seem like, oh shit, or anything like that. Will noticed last time that he just seemed kind of tired, and that still remains true.
How can we... We all have this very strong impulse to not open the door.
Right. Exactly, because I don't want to...
Because it's a kid who may be having issues.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or,
like, he turns into a demon every once in a while or something.
Can I... Wait, for this spell, let me see. I have a spell...
Will is a spell, guys.
I do. I have a spell.
Bathwack Will is a spell.
I do have a spell, but it's going to look different. My magic looks different. I guess I'm going to cast a spell in front of you if I can. It's anyone creature that I can see. Yeah, I don't know. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, most of mine also require that it's blocked by the door, whatever I do.
Does anybody have a peephole drill?
Is there a hole of an inch minimum somewhere in the door or under the crack?
Yeah, the door, the bottom is probably like an inch.
Alright, I can send an invisible eye through.
Okay. Do you?
Do you want me to send an invisible eye through?
At this point, maybe we should.
It's probably a good idea.
I mean, any of us do it, it probably seems most appropriate that the grandma figure does it, right? I look around and wonder if I offended Rufina.
I'm offended because I am not saying racist things and gesturing with knitting needles, and I'm the one who gets called an old lady.
Oh, no, I just said grandma. I didn't say old lady.
You could be a young, hot grandma.
Yeah, right? Those exist. We have a whole section of a whorehouse in Tivoli just for hot grandmas, okay?
It's very specific.
I'm totally just, yeah, it's not an insult at all.
It's the called grandmother. The bun house. Okay, alright.
Alright, Rufina, paint us a picture.
I can't take over what the beans do, but I'm remembering the eyeball that showed up when I bit the bean.
Oh yeah.
But it's invisible. Okay. So I guess here's what's gonna happen. I take the bean out and I crack it between my teeth again and I put it back in to the bag. And no one can see it. But an invisible eye is coming out of the bag and goes right under the door.
Okay.
And then I'm getting video from it.
Okay.
So you have on your cell phone.
I'm wearing a drone goggle.
VR headset. You have the low res live feed. Yeah. Are you also recording it on your GoPro?
Absolutely. Oh, I got a GoPro on that MFR. On that mofo.
Alright, I just want to know what evidence we'll have to turn in to the police once you get busted for peeping on a kid in the bathroom. Oh
my God. My eyeball is registered with the FAA. It's fine.
Okay, So, your vision dips down and zooms under the crack in the door and into this small latrine space. You can see Jocelyn standing over the latrine, grasping the feet of what you're assuming are Ricky, who seems to be almost completely down the hole. Like, his waist is, like, at the level of the hole of the latrine, and the rest of his body is,
oh my God,
is down through the hole out of view.
I had a feeling.
And she seems to be tugging hard on the legs.
Oh, to get him to come back.
Pulling up. Not pushing, pulling.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, not that I see that.
So he's trying to escape?
This is bizarre.
It's unclear.
He can probably fly.
Can you look? Can you figure out if the top half of Ricky looks like?
I need to be able to get the eye. I need to get the eye through.
Of course, we're not seeing any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you saying anything out loud? Like, ah!
I'm saying...
Is Ricky, like... Is this the kind of thing that they could have been trying... Like, is he a fat kid? that the issue is that they were trying to escape and got stuck?
I mean, the hole is pretty small, so you wouldn't have to be too portly to not make your way through. Like, Bathwack couldn't even, like... I don't know that he did anything to even try to go through, but, like, he wouldn't be able to... He'd be able to put, like, an arm through up to the shoulder, and that's about it. Like, it's tight. But I mean, I think that, to be honest, I think we're gonna leave tonight with the image of Ricky with his feet up in the air being tugged on by his mother Jocelyn, whether he's trying to get in or get out or who knows, but we'll have to find out next time on Pork Fried Dice because it's almost midnight.
That's crazy.
Pork Fried
That's the best spot to stop.
That's crazy.
What the heck?
I don't know what's happening, and I don't know how to... don't know how to use my spells in this case.
Hmm. Oh my heavens.
Yeah.
Invisible eye, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's arcane eye.
This is specifically the situation that spell is for.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. That was good.
I did too. I do.
I
will do.
I will do bat.
Bathwack.
Ah! All right, good night.
Yeah.
I fell asleep 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
At least it is not a work day, and tomorrow's not either.
That's right, though I do have to be somewhere at 8:30 a.m.
Nope, oh, no. You gotta cancel. You have a good reason now. You have to tell
them. I have a good reason.
Trying to see
a
little boy in the bathroom, and you're up too late. Trying to figure out
like, I had a dream that I was in an elevator with a little boy who was stuck in the toilet.
Exactly.
Someone's gonna have that dream tonight.
And then leave before they get to ask any questions.
Oh,
toast, man.
Thank you, everybody.
Nighty night.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.